This podcast is brought to you by AMD. AMD is the official technology partner of the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team. You're listening to another behind-the-scenes Team Discovery report from the Tour de France with PJ Robis.
Here we are, Saturday, July 22nd, at the finish of the time trial in Le Creusot. I'm sitting here with Johan Bernil one day before the ride into Paris on the Champs-Élysées. And Johan, I guess here we are, just one day away from Paris. 8 years into the Tour de France for you, I guess, what are your feelings and emotions?
As I said before, this year was very different. And also today, it was very different. It's the first time in 8 years that due to the fact that we didn't have any favorites or any guys who were supposed to do very well in the time trial, we didn't preview the course of the time trial. So that was a very different feeling. But at the end of the day, I'm happy with today's result. Eki was seventh in the time trial, which is a pretty amazing result for a 40-year-old guy. And you know, we've been trying a few days to win stages after it was clear that we didn't have any possibilities anymore for the GC. We forgot about that and we tried. Popo won the stage, but then after that the stage to Gap, we tried very hard. Yesterday again with Aoy in the breakaway. So, you know, I have mixed feelings. On the one side, I kind of knew that this was going to be a possibility. But on the other hand, you know, my expectations were not too high to start dreaming, of course. So the good thing that I take away from this race is that I know that after a period of 7 years of a lot of success with Lance gone, we have to go through a transition period, and sometimes it's good to go through a period where things are not that great, because I think you learn a lot from that too. And now from now on, I'm thinking about the Vuelta, and I'm thinking about next year and about building the team again towards a team that can win the Tour de France.
So before we get into the rest of the season and just talking about the team in general, we look back on the race, the stage in the Carcassonne. You're very upset at the end of the day that they gave away 29 minutes to Oscar Pereiro. And although nobody probably thought that Oscar was going to do anything with the lead at the time, now here we are going into Paris. He's in second place. So, you know, I think you had talked to some of the other directors after the race. You couldn't believe that they allowed that to happen, because you never would have done something that crazy, because Oscar's obviously a good rider. He was second to George last year in one of the hardest stages. So, I guess, what do you say now to maybe those directors, or, you know, I guess, what would you have done in that situation?
Well, I mean, it's easy for me to make comments, of course, and I don't want to criticize anybody, because ultimately everybody thinks that he takes the best decision. But I think the big mistake that has been made was that nobody really realized that it was going to be such an open tour. And the fact that Landis was in yellow that day doesn't mean that the other contenders cannot take up the responsibility. It's not because the yellow jersey at that time decides that the breakaway goes that other guys have to be comfortable with that. I think that was a big mistake of T-Mobile, of CSC, even though they had the guy in the breakaway. And maybe Rabobank at that time, because they had Menchov still in contention. Maybe David Amonlotto with Evans. It would have been a whole different tour if that wouldn't have happened. But, you know, it's always the same if this and if that. It happened, and the result is that ultimately the strongest guy of the race won. You know, Floyd was one of the favorites before the race. He took yellow. He had a very bad day, and he came back with an impressive ride, and I think he deserves the win. So I think if Pereiro would have won the race, there would have been more hard feelings with CSC and T-Mobile. Now Floyd wins, and I think that everybody has to accept that he has been the strongest overall.
Right. During the tour, the rest of the team has been racing, and it looks like we may win tomorrow again with Gusev, and Tom Danielson won the Tour of Austria, I guess. You know, talk about the team's performance outside the Tour de France and so far this year. What are your feelings?
Well, it's very good to see, you know, that, okay, the Tour de France is the biggest race, and we try to bring the strongest team to this race. And things didn't really work out as we wanted. But on the other hand, we have two other teams racing during the Tour. And on the contrary to what happened in the past, where everybody was very successful in the Tour and the other races, we were basically participating. Now it's the other way around. We were not successful in the Tour, or at least not as much as we wanted to be. But Tom won the Tour of Austria, which was a very good win. Gusev took the lead today in the Sachsen Tour. He's most likely going to win it. He finishes tomorrow. So I think that's very good to see, you know, that the team is very, very deep, and that we have strong riders everywhere. So it's still going to be, at the end of the month of July, it's still going to have been a very good month of July for the team. It's good to see.
We got a couple more months of racing left. Right now, you know, if we get these two wins, we've got some other wins throughout the year. What would you call a success at the end of September, beginning of October for the team? What would you like to see over the next 2 months?
I definitely would want to still win a big race, if it's a one-day race or a Pro Tour race. I think we have our chances. You know, we have some classics coming up. We have the Eneco Tour, the Benelux Tour coming up, Tour of Germany coming up. We're going to try to send strong teams to those races, and then ultimately we have the Vuelta, which is going to be a very important race for Tom. And I'm still very motivated. I mean, we have to keep going, of course, because in the past we won the Tour, and then everything else was after the Tour was kind of more low key. This year it's not the case, and I told already the boys who are here that I expect that they're sharp in August. That the season is not over, that we still have to perform and we have to win. And I'm going to definitely try to motivate them and keep them on the top of their toes for the rest of the season, because we cannot relax now. We have not won the Tour. The Giro was not like last year, so we still have to perform. And I think we owe ourselves in the first place. I think we have reached a level of success in the past, and we owe ourselves to be performing in the next few months. So I expect a big win and hopefully a podium in the Tour of Spain.
Tomorrow you ride in the Champs-Élysées for the first time, not sipping champagne. Quickly, I guess, what are your feelings going into that? And, you know, tomorrow night we have a party with the team and the sponsors, and, you know, not to give away what you're going to say, but, you know, how proud are you of the guys? Obviously, Paolo and Benjamin had to go home early, but, you know, I guess just in general, what's tomorrow? What do you expect tomorrow to be like for you and the rest of the guys?
Well, of course, you know, the stage itself is not going to be the big party like always, but that's something that we can see already after a week into the Tour de France. But still, I mean, I'm happy with what we got. We got yellow in the beginning of the race. We won a stage, and after some disappointments, the guys kept trying, and I'm very proud of the fact that they have, whenever they had an opportunity, they have tried. They went in every single breakaway they could get in. When we had an opportunity to win a stage, we tried. And what I take away of the Tour is the attitude of the guys. You know, they were very disappointed, and it's easy in a Tour de France when you come in with quite high expectations to lose the motivation and you know, not being all the time in a good mood and wanting to fight for it, but whenever they could, they tried. And that was really good to see. It was really good to see. So it's maybe not as successful as we have thought, but I take away a lot of good things from this Tour de France.
All right, Johan, thanks. And for all of you, we got one more podcast tomorrow from the Champs-Élysées in Paris. I'll be checking in and just giving you an update on what the feeling, the vibe is, as it looks like Floyd Landis rides into Paris as the first champion in 8 years behind Lance Armstrong. So for all things Team Discovery Channel, go to team.discovery.com. Listen in for the last podcast tomorrow. And as always, check check updates on teamdiscovery.com and check out the race to replace in Indianapolis on August 12th.